just don't understand. So you know how there's Major Biden, the German Shepherd that belongs to President Biden that lives at the White House that's been causing all kinds of chaos?
Never has there been a dog under more scrutiny than this dog right now being at the White House, right? Because he's a rescue and he's, you know, he's supposed to be so grateful that he's rescued and he's now living in the White House, but nobody, you know, can figure out why he keeps biting people.
I said it's because he's catching the spies. No one believes me. Mark my words.
Being a dog. Right. He walks into a room. There's strange people he doesn't know around his mom and dad. He bites them.
Especially in a weird house like that. Look around the White House. I get it. It's prestigious and it's amazing and all that. But to us, because we understand, if you're a dog, it's just a weirdo house with weird paintings everywhere of old people.
Why am I living in this strip mall that's done up to look like a museum?
Okay, but now they're bringing in a cat.
Perfect.
They're bringing in a cat to the White House, and all eyes are on whether Major Biden, the German Shepherd, is going to be okay with the cat. Don't you think this is enough for this dog? Now you're going to bring in an arch nemesis to test his patience?
Here's the thing with cats, too. They look innocent, but you know, I mean, there's a dark side to many of these animals, right? So what kind of cat is this going to be? Is he going to be the type of cat that's always starting trouble behind doors? And then when there's witnesses out there, all of a sudden, oh, look, I'm just a dreamy cat, because those cats exist.
Do they have a chef for their pets? Because now there's a bunch of pets. So do they have a special chef, or does the Secret Service just run down the street and pick up meow mix and Pedigree?
Well, I mean, I don't know about their diet particularly, but in general, I don't think it's Dr. Jill or Joe walking down the hallway to make sure the animals get fed on time, right? I don't see them scooping the cat litter. That's not happening.
Scoops the cat litter?
I have never seen Joe on the front lawn of the White House with a bag or a pooper scooper for that matter after, you know, Major's been out there running around on the lawn. So
do you think that they sleep with them? Back in Delaware, back in the home, their house.
Yeah.
Do you think the pets slept with them in their beds there, and now do they still sleep with them, or now they can't?
German Shepherds are just too big. If you let a German Shepherd on the bed, forget it. One of you is going to have to move out of the room. So I don't know their sleeping arrangements, but I would guess the dog is on the floor.
Predictions right now. What happens to the cat at the White House?
Oh, my gosh. Somebody's going to get bit. It's definitely going to be Major's fault. He's going to have to be sent off to boarding school or something for a while. Cat's going to laugh it up.
What if the cat takes his little paw and he goes to a George Washington painting and just slashes it and then blames it on the dog? I feel like this is its own streaming service show that's going to be happening on Netflix.
Or Pixar already made this movie.
Yeah. Cinco de Mayo coming up on Wednesday. How do you make that perfect guacamole? Chef Plum from the Food Network, he's joining us this morning. ChefPlum.com if you want to check him out. Plum, you put tomatoes in your guacamole, yes or no?
Yes, it's really important to put tomatoes in there. It adds a different texture to it. I actually will put salsa that I'll put inside of my guacamole in the end, for sure.
Wait,
is that cheating when you put salsa inside the guacamole?
All right, I'm going to tell you the easiest way to make great guacamole, okay? So it depends on how chunky you like it, but if you have a food processor that has a button that says pulse, you've seen the pulse button?
Right. No.
I leave those magical things to my wife, but I'll take your word for it that there's one on there.
I got to be honest. Sometimes, we've been doing this a couple years, come in, talk about food, try to teach you guys some things. And I just feel like when I come back and do a callback to something, you have no idea what I'm talking about.
Well, you're a sweet man, and maybe you're giving us too much credit and thinking we're smarter than we are.
That's true. Right.
Well, so there's a button that says pulse.
Okay.
Press it. It turns it on and on. It makes it kind of boom, 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 like that.
Yes,
right?
It pulses. I mean, come on.
Right. Exactly. So what you want to do is throw your avocados, take them apart, put them in there. You want to put a little bit of onion or shallot. I prefer to use shallot. It's a little less pungent on your breath. A cilantro, and then I'll throw a spoonful of salsa in there with it. Salt, lemon or lime juice, whichever one you prefer, and pulse it a few times to get the right texture you want. You want it smooth, you can pulse it for a long time. You want it chunky, just pulse it a few times and then finish it with a fork.
I like the fact that Plum was so smug when he said, I use shallots because I don't want my breath to be stank. It was like he smiled and smug. He's like, I know everything. What? You never use shallots, idiot?
Look at how giving we are. We gave you the space to gallivant around like a peacock or something when you did it. I was like, you know what?
Yeah, you did.
I'm going to act like this doesn't surprise me at all, because that's what he wants, is us to go, ooh.
Yeah.
Wow. I wasn't expecting
does sound
all this.
Delicious.
I mean, we're celebrating Cinco de Mayo here. I came in here and I don't know. I just feel like I'm being attacked now. This is terrible.
Remember remember that time when I didn't know what a shallot was?
He's like, we're going to press the pulse button, then it's going to go on, then it's going to go off, then it's going to go off. Yes, it's going to pulse,
Chef Plum. I even did a sound effect for you. I mean, come on. But here's the thing with it. So the cool thing about making guacamole is that you can do it with your food processor and shallots, or you can do it with just an onion, chop it up with your knife, and do it with a fork and a bowl. There's no right or wrong here. The one thing to remember is that it will oxidize. So that means it turns brown, right? Nobody likes the brown guacamole on their table. So what you got to do is, if that does start to happen, if you make it ahead of time, right before you put it out, just give it a little stir and squirt a little lemon juice right on top of it and stir it up.
So, okay, good. Because, what I noticed is that you put it in the fridge, the leftover, and then it immediately starts turning brown and then you're grossed out. But if you mix it up, then it's still good to eat. It's not like that doesn't mean it's rotting or anything.
No, it's not bad at all.
Right. Okay. I mean, somebody told me you can still eat it, right? Because I've been eating it.
Yeah, absolutely. You can 100% eat it. It's just oxidizing on the top, which is super not a problem. So you just mix it right up and put it back on the table. I finish with a little bit of lemon juice just to make sure it helps it not oxidize anymore.
Best tortilla chips, go.
Ooh, Tostitos.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was going to say something like more, I don't know, bougie.
I like the Santitas. Even though they're a dollar less than the Tostitos, yeah. I like them.
Me
they're
too.
Little, yes.
It's because they use so much salt.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Is that what they're called?
Right.
I just felt pressure and need to answer quickly. I feel like I was on Jeopardy or something. Yeah. I had to buzz in. I don't know.
The golden red bag, man. Santitas. Woo!
Chef Plum from the Food Network. You can visit him online at chefplum.com. Tomorrow, getting ready for Cinco de Mayo, we conquer margaritas.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. You can always call or text 1-800-330-9999.
If you hold the door for somebody, Anna, and like you're looking at them, like they see you see them and you're looking at them, or if you're you stop in the middle of the road and you let somebody cross even though there's no crosswalk there because they're looking at it, and then they move as slow as humanly possible, mm-hmm. That's all I need to know about you.
I always feel the need when that happens to like to sprint.
A normal person does. Like, I mean, not sprint, but let me just get a little giddy up in the step.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, just a little something. As an old guy, like, if I start moving quicker and it was unexpected, like, there's a little jerk in my step. You know what I mean? But they see that in me. They know that I'm putting in an effort.
Raven, why do you call yourself an old guy? You're 45. Jeez.
I worked on a project all this weekend and I feel beat up today.
That's why.
All right.
Yeah.
So maybe I'm not an old guy. All I'm saying is I make it look like I'm putting in an effort to move faster if somebody
does
it for me.
You do the shuffle. You do the shuffle step.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, all right.
Yes.
So, why? Who crossed you and did not wave or acknowledge you?
I opened
you?
The door today for producer Sean.
Yeah.
He didn't move he did not move one iota quicker whatsoever. It was dark out. I mean, maybe somebody, a crazy person came upon me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did all that to wait, and he didn't move.
Well, that's because you know him. I think that strangers feel like they need to put on the show. But, people that know you well, they're like,
whatever. I see it in the crosswalk, but not in the crosswalk. Like, somebody that's jaywalking, I see them ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
I stop the car because I'm trying to be polite, and then they move as slow as possible.
I don't like when they don't give you the head nod or the wave to say thank you.
It's kind of rude.
Yeah. It's rude, you're right.
Then I think to myself, should I have stopped? Should I have? Maybe I made
versus
a mistake
what,
here.
Versus what, Raven?
I don't know.
Okay. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. If you blow dry in your hair, you're a man. Early in the morning at 5 o'clock in the morning.
You know, as a guy, I've never blow dried my hair. Like, not once have I blow dried my own hair. And I think I've gotten a haircut like once or twice in my life where they did it. And I was what are they doing to me? While they were doing it, I left, and then I felt like I had been violated. Now, I know for a woman, it feels different, right?
So, certainly different.
Yeah.
I've never felt violated when I'm getting a blowout. Never once.
I felt.
Yeah.
It's so annoying. It's so annoying when you're taking out the dogs and your husband is upstairs just blow drying his hair. Like, seriously, dude?
Yeah.
Right. Like, I mean, if you just air dry in 8 minutes, you're good.
Well, you say that Raven has hair, like I said, like a Brillo pad, if that makes any sense.
It is true.
He's had the exact same hairstyle since he was in middle school. So I don't think he knows any different. His hair doesn't know any different.
If I get out of the pool, my hair is dry. It's true.
Yeah.
Maybe he needs to come see my husband. He'll blow dry his hair then. You guys have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. You can always call or text. Raven, today I'm going to choose optimism. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to choose the good stuff.
I like that.
All right. It's best or worst. 1-800-330-9999. You tell us the best thing that happened to you this weekend or the worst thing that happened. So Hayden, my 12-year-old, is a defender. She plays soccer. She plays defense. Mm-hmm. So technically, she's not supposed to ever really score, okay. You know?
Right.
But now I'm not coaching her team.
Something's broken down if she's at the front scoring.
Yeah,
right,
like that
at
means
that point,
there's nobody
right?
to pass it to. That yeah. means something. But she had a breakaway this weekend, and she took it. And she was, I saw her, like, she was taking it up the sidelines, and she was looking and looking, and she was smoking them all, and that she got past her forwards. And the coach was like, just take the shot, Hayden.
Right.
And she scored.
Now, wow, that's awesome.
I know it sounds ridiculous because, but like she never scores. For years she never scores because that's not what she plays.
Right,
you know?
Right, right. The goalie gave it a real effort, right? They didn't lay down
oh,
for
no,
her.
Oh, no.
The goalie Listen, dove and laid out for it or what?
Hayden has a kick on her. That's okay. why she's a defender. So you put her in low line with that goal, she's going to make it every time. And
I like
she
to
did
imagine
it.
The goalie trying to get in the way but bouncing off when the ball hit the goalie. And just the ball goes through the goalie into the net.
So that was my best thing, but also another best thing, and again, it's all kid focused this weekend, is, you know, Dakota, my 2-year-old, when she talks, a lot of times we don't understand what she's saying, which as a parent, like, you think that you're going to understand your kid,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't. But then all of a sudden, this weekend, she started making sense. Now, maybe this is only to me, but check it out.
Dakota, what's that?
Ouchie.
It's an ouchie?
Ouchie. Dad. Ouchie, Dad.
She's telling Daddy she's got an ouchie.
Wow.
I know. It was a big deal. So then I decided to push it a little further.
Dakota, how old are you?
3.
You're 2. But that's close enough,
right.
Mama.
It's not.
How old are you?
I'm 3.
You're not 3.
Why?
Why?
Now she's arguing with me about why she's not 3. I don't know, but I'm just happy, you
yeah,
know?
That's funny. She's putting together thoughts there. You can tell that she's understanding at least what you're asking, even if she is lying to you.
Right, exactly. Hi, it's Ian on Raven. Best or worst, what happened this weekend?
Oh, guys, you cannot believe this, man. The worst thing that happened to me this weekend was my dog chewed my brand new golf bag. I just bought it on Friday. I can't believe this. The whole entire thing was destroyed. My wife gave me a bunch of attitude when I told her I had to buy a new one. You got to do that. I don't get it.
Yeah, you were screwed on all sides on that one right there. Because, you know, your wife is automatically looking at it going, you spent what on what? That's so silly.
Yeah, well,
unless if she doesn't play with you, that's how she feels. And then your dog, I mean, how mad can you be at the dog? He doesn't even know what you're talking about.
Remember when I was pregnant and my dog Lila ate my Vince shoes and they were the only shoes that fit me and I cried on the air about it? That was the pregnancy hormones.
Hard days, man. Hard days.
I was screwed all 3 ways, man. I, nothing I could do. Nothing I could do.
Raven, what was your best or worst this weekend?
Well, the best was that I had a bunch of friends help me with a project that I've got going on in the house. The worst is that we didn't finish it. So 2 days I dedicated every hour of the day for this gazebo build, and the gazebo roof is right now in my garage.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Just thrown on top of everything else that's there. And maybe it'll be done today. Maybe it won't. Maybe it'll never be done at this point. I just don't know.
Best or worst? You pick. What was the best thing that happened to you over the weekend or the worst thing that happened? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
The absolute worst. On Saturday, I was scheduled to work from 7 to 3. So the guy who's supposed to relieve me decides he's going to go out with his friend to have sushi. On the way back, they have a slight car accident, and he gets hurt. He hurts his neck and his back. And then on top of that, he gets food poisoning from the sushi.
Oh, my gosh.
So naturally, he can't come to work. So now I work from 7 a.m. until 11 p.m.
Oh!
Yeah, and all you, here's the worst part. On top of that, I was also scheduled to work Sunday morning at 7 a.m.
Oh!
So I don't even know what day it is now. I'm on my way back to work now again.
Girl, you're a hero. But I would have checked his social feed, because when I hear neck or back, if you ain't in the hospital, I'm like, really? Really?
And I want to see that. I want to see that right. sushi. Let yeah. me see that salmon.
Right. Let me get a snapshot of you over the toilet. That's what I want. Some proof of life here.
Oh, I had a co-host. This is so disgusting. But he called in sick after eating bad sushi once, and he sent us a picture to prove that he was actually sick.
No. Well, that means that he lied another time. Oh, that's what that gross. Means. Take it easy at work today, girl.
I'll do my best. Have a great day, guys.
And on Raven, best or worst, what happened?
Best.
What happened?
I got concert tickets finally. concert tickets for a live concert.
Oh, my gosh. Girl, you're going to a concert. There's going to be a concert again.
I am.
Where are you going to go see?
Dave Matthews Band.
All right.
Nice.
Yeah. Luckily, this is the longest they've never been on tour.
I was going to say, the second they opened back up, Dave Matthews was like, I got to pay the rent.
Right.
Immediately. He's like, yeah, we're going on tour.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Best or worst? What happened this weekend?
The best thing that's happened to me over the weekend is that my husband brought home a puppy for myself and our daughter.
Oh, yay.
Like, I know. I've never seen my daughter's face light up so much. It was amazing.
That first day when you get a new puppy is the best, best day.
You don't even care if they pee on stuff when they're puppies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Early on, you're like, oh, it's so cute. By like week two, you're like, we really got to work this out.
Well, congratulations to you and your family.
Get those puppy kisses.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Best or worst? What happened this weekend?
Worst thing that happened to me this weekend, I was at my girlfriend's house for the night. I went to leave in the morning, and someone had backed into my car, broke my driver's side mirror, and then the cherry on top, they left a note, and it said, sorry.
Yes.
No insurance information, no telephone number, just a nice fat sorry. Like, that's going to pay my bill.
Do you think that they write the note sorry because they know that there's cameras everywhere watching them? So people assume if they see them that, oh, he's writing down his information, but it's really just writing sorry, something to leave on the car.
You know, that's crafty. I hadn't actually thought of that. They could be doing that. Also, they could be doing it like their get out of jail free card. Like, I'm still getting into heaven.
Right.
I left that note that time when I hit that guy's car. I got clipped at a restaurant like a month or two ago. I'm still mad at it. I'm still not sure whether or not I'm going to claim it. They didn't even leave me a note. I'm thinking if they left me a note that just said sorry, I would be madder though.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't even thought of that. I got to check the neighbor's cameras.
What was your kid's low light? 1-800-330-9999. You know, as a parent, Raven, like, you always get excited when your kids play really well at their game, or if they're a performer, they do great at their performance, their dance recital. But sometimes they have moments that are not so great. And as a parent, you're like, oh, gosh.
Yeah, we can't all be professional ball players, right? Not everybody is going to be the star quarterback or the person that hits the ball over the fence.
Or
it's just not going to happen that way.
The last three-point shot. Like, that's
right.
Not always going to happen. So over the weekend, and I reacted completely inappropriately, at Hayden's soccer game, Hayden's got a mean kick. Like, it is that if the one thing she got from me is she has muscular legs, and when she kicks, it is hard. That is for sure. She is defender like no other. So she's going hard at it. And we're videoing the whole thing.
Of course.
Because, you know, it's our baby playing. And then this happens. Wait for it.
Good job, girls. Go, go, go.
Go, go, go.
Go,
go.
That's it. He took it to the ref. Just took it to the head.
And you guys are erupting in laughter in the stands, and the ref has just maybe had a head injury.
Hayden nailed the ref,
and it was your kid on top of it.
Hayden hit the ball, hit him so hard that his glasses flew off his face.
And we're laughing about it on the radio.
Listen to me. I'm like a hyena, like a psychopath.
Right.
What is wrong with me?
Right, and you're repeating it to everybody else in the stands who obviously saw it too, but you just want to make sure that they join in the laughter.
And I was like, I should post this video on the Anna and Raven Instagram. And then I'm like, what is wrong with me as
somebody,
a parent?
Somebody could sue you.
Right. And then Hayden was like humiliated. And of course she looks over and me and all the other parents are cackling like crazy people.
Yeah.
You know, but then I was a little bit embarrassed. And then I felt bad because she kept holding back the rest of the game because I think she was embarrassed and she was like, she didn't want to hurt somebody again.
Sure.
After that happened. But let me tell you, every time she kicked that ball, that ref would duck.
Yeah.
Like, he would just drop to his knees and just duck. And I'm like, oh, boy.
Yeah, that's a rough one.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was your child's low light?
Oh, my God. Mortifying, okay? My daughter is a dancer, and at her recital, she had a wardrobe malfunction. Whew. The top part unclipped, and she was basically dancing half naked on the stage. Okay?
Oh, no.
When you're a kid, you don't really care, though, right?
Well, how old was she? No, you care.
She's 8 years old.
That's old enough.
Yeah,
that's old enough.
That's old enough to care.
Yes.
Yeah. When you're 4 or 5, you'll just keep dancing.
Their bodies are already, you know, developing a little bit, and she covered herself and she ran off the stage. It was absolutely awful. I mean, you know, it's a little funny now, but it was not funny when it was happening. It was just... It was just so embarrassing.
I'm sure.
Oh, my God. And then with everybody, like, taping on their phones, forget it.
I can remember being in Little League, Anna, and just always being distracted, not, like, you know, just paying attention to the game. So, you know, like, if they put me at first base, okay, you were paying attention. If they put you out in the outfield, you really have no idea what's going on whatsoever.
Yeah.
And I can remember multiple times, not even one game, where the ball would be hit. And I would be so out of touch of the reality of the game that it would land near me and I would have no idea. And everybody in the stands would be screaming, "It's over there!" It's over there. You would turn around and then you'd be like facing the wrong direction. And you try and get, you know, find the ball and you're like running around in a circle and no idea where it is.
Now imagine you're the
everybody
mom
runs home
in the stands, just her face in her right hands like, oh my God.
Buried.
Yeah. My 12-year-old Hayden, she's a soccer player and she's a defender and she's got a really strong foot. So strong that over the weekend when she kicked the ball, she nailed the ref so hard in the side of the head that his glasses flew off his face.
I don't care how old you are, that is always a jar to the system, man. You get smacked in the face with a ball, dodgeball, anything. It doesn't matter. And a soccer ball is hard.
Yeah. It was a low light for me, you know, as a parent. You're like, "Oh my gosh." I laughed originally, but then I felt kind of bad. What was your child's low light? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
All right, so my son is a pitcher. He loves baseball. I take him for lessons with the most expensive guys, right? We're at a tournament, out of state. He's having a no pitcher, doing a great job. He's on the mound in his windup, and a friggin' wasp flies next to him, and he drops his glove, runs off the mound, and screams like a girl.
I mean, wasps are scary, man. They're scary.
Screaming, flailing his arms like a girl.
Today is not the day for this start. I'll start the next game. I'm sorry.
I said, "My husband, that's all you."
That's great.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was your kid's sports low light?
My daughter is a cheerleader and she's a flyer. And she was supposed to do some twist into a basket toss and her shoe flew off. And she freaked out in the air and took out all three girls underneath her during a halftime basketball show.
Oh, no.
At least she was on top.
Right. But you still feel bad. You take down your entire base.
Yeah, but that base is there to make sure I don't break my hip.
It's true. You ever see the scar on my lip? I have a scar right above my lip. It's from when a flyer took me out in high school. Yeah. She came down. She freaked out. She clawed me. I still live with that scar.
She scratched you?
Yeah, she freaked out. Like, I mean, you throw them high. So when they come down, if they, like, hit a twist wrong, you're taking it in the face. There's no way around it.
What is the nail going to do to help you?
Cheerleading is dangerous. It was a nail of her hand. Like, she didn't mean to. At least I don't think she did. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was your kid's sports low light?
Hey, my son is on the high school swim team. And during a competition, he was the last one to do the free dive. And all he needed was 3 points to beat the team that they were facing. And that seemed simple enough. But as he was preparing to go, his foot caught the diving board and it caused him to twist and sprain his ankle like really badly. And then he belly flopped and the lifeguard dove in to get him too. Oh, he was just more embarrassed than hurt.
That's terrible.
I don't know anything about diving, so I don't know how the points are awarded.
I know,
awarded.
But the sequence of events sounded terrible.
Yeah, and the fact that there was a belly flop at the end and a lifeguard jumping in the pool, all of it sounds like a terrible movie.
No points awarded.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was your kid's sports low light?
So my son, he was so excited to start soccer, and he was about 5 years old. And the first day of practice with all the kids, like no more than 5 minutes after walking on the field, he literally got hit with a soccer ball right to the stomach. Like wind knocked out of him. He was crying. The whole deal. I had to carry him off the field and he would never go back.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Just the thought of being carried off the field from having the wind knocked out. When you're a kid, that's the worst though, right? When you're a kid,
yeah. You
don't think you're ever going to be the same again. You know,
and 5 minutes in, he didn't even play. No one got to see his skills.
Oh,
it's true. You know, even when you're an adult, actually, you get the wind knocked out of you and like, you just want to go home. Whatever it was you were doing at that point, it's over now. Family get together? Nope. I'm going home.
I remember the first time Hayden took a ball to the face. I told everybody just to start clapping and cheering her on. And I told, like, that's what's supposed to happen. She's like, the ball hits me in the face. I go, you can't touch it with your hands. Take it to the face. You know? Over the weekend at my 12-year-old daughter Hayden's soccer game, she kicked the ball so hard it took out the ref. Glasses flew right off his face. It's not always sunshine and rainbows on the field when your kids are playing, that's for sure.
Well, it's not going to make somebody's highlight reel, but it might make somebody else's.
Right. Are there low lights? What was your child's low light when they were on the field or on the stage? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
It was my grandson. He's ADHD, right? And he doesn't get into any sports because he doesn't talk to anybody or anything. But he made the basketball team last 2 years before the coronavirus. And this year he tried out for it. He was so excited, made his mother buy him new sneakers. He wore his uniform to try out. But now that he's up into the eighth grade, they didn't take him. And he was just so disappointed. He cried.
It's the worst. It's the worst.
Yeah, you get to middle school, there's more kids. It's
more competition.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just since he played last year, but he's very short. So I think that's where they didn't.
You got to really shoot it well if you're going to be shorter.
Yeah.
Basketball.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
It's always my fear is when Hayden is trying out for something. You know, she's into theater, too. Actually, she has a big audition tonight. And she doesn't get a part. Like, how do you react to that?
Yeah, it's rough. It's rough. And you got to show them the right way, even when you want to be upset for them.
There's only so many times you can say, this is a learning experience over and over before they're like, seriously? Seriously, Mom? Again?
Well, the other kid really wants the part, too. It's not like they're just getting bumped for some faceless person. There's somebody else out there with a dream, too. But, you know, at that point, you don't care.
Right. You're just upset. Hi, it's Yana and Raven. What was your child's low light?
A couple seasons ago when my 12-year-old was just learning to be goalie, the ball bounced off his back and into the goal, scoring a point for the other team.
No good.
Yeah.
No good. At least it wasn't the championship.
That day, and I felt horrible.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was your kid's sports lowlight?
Really, my sports lowlight, my son was playing Little League. And I put the emphasis on Little League, not Major League Baseball. And the umpire was not great. I mean, he wasn't even good. He kept calling ball strikes, and he was wrong constantly. And let's just say the patch website said, Dad goes crazy at Little League. I prefer to define it as I understood how the game is supposed to be played, and he didn't. Needless to say, I was thrown out of the field, and my son's coach had to call me later and have a talk with me.
Oh, my gosh. That is a nightmare.
Well, I mean, if that ump is terrible. I mean, if they're terrible, they're just terrible.
But, I mean, it's a kid's game. You can't get all emotional like that.
I'm trying to build a superstar here, all
okay.
right? And you're hurting his stats.
Okay.
Games have rules. You got to follow them.
That's right, Dad.
Hi, it's Yana and Raven. What was your kid's sports low light?
Well, guys, you got to understand, my wife describes my son as sensitive all the time, and I hate it. I can't stand it. So I put him in hockey, you know? He hated the idea. Yeah, I mean, you know, you build up a cojone here and there. She hated the idea, but their kids are young. You know, they don't even hit yet. The first day at practice, my son, I can't even believe this, man, that I'm even telling you guys this. My son is hysterically crying because the other kids kept taking the puck away from him. I said, that's the idea of the game. Didn't they read you the rules or anything? Where's the coach?
That's rough, man. That's rough. I feel for you. It's going to be a long season.
I forgot when this happened to our boss. She just sent me a snapshot of the vet bill.
Hmm.
So what was the most expensive vet bill you ever got? 1-800-330-9999. One of our bosses bought her son a hamster, and he got an infected eye. The hamster wasn't even like a week old.
Here's the thing. Hamsters, they don't live all that long, do they anyways? Right? They're really tiny.
Yeah. Brought him to the vet. The
yeah.
vet was the $10 hamster. The vet bill was $250 for after 1 week from the infected eye. She paid the bill, and the hamster passed away 2 days later.
Oh, no.
Right.
It's terrible.
It's terrible.
I mean, it was a living creature. It's
right.
not funny.
No.
But it's kind of crazy.
So Raven always gives me a hard time because I've had some crazy vet bills in the past, right? I paid $880 for my dog Lila to go see a psychiatrist.
To talk to somebody. That's right, to talk to somebody.
Lila's a fearful dog. Yep. She's a rescue. She came from a rough background. It was suggested to me that she go to this dog shrink. It was like the Yale psychiatry of dogs.
Was it also a medium, too? Like, was she supposed to spiritually
no!
hear the dog? Okay.
No.
So I don't know if the dog drew things and then that represented things during the meeting. Anyways, that was a big bill.
Right? Raven made fun of me to no end because who pays that much to go see? It's like people don't pay that much to go see a regular psychiatrist, but I paid it for my dog. Okay, I didn't know what to do. I was desperate.
Well, wasn't there two x-rays? is involved when she got a hold of Korean short ribs.
Korean short ribs.
Yeah.
My husband had to stay late at work.
All
and
night.
I was so mad that I, because he was supposed to come home early, that I fed Lila all of his portion of the Korean short ribs. Lila was throwing up. My husband came home late, and I immediately made him take her to the emergency room.
Yeah.
And then it was close to $1,000 again for that.
Because you laughed at me when I signed a lifetime contract with our dog whisperer to maintain our little 12-pound and 22-pound dog from killing each other.
You hired a dog whisperer.
It was big money.
Right.
It was big money. That was big money.
But all of this pales in comparison to the vet bill that Raven got hit with last week.
Yeah, Barkley blew out his CCL, which is like an ACL for a dog. So it's a big thing. He's not 12, you know, years old, and he's not a bulldog or whatever. So he's a very active little tail. Barrier, and he's six, so we got to fix it, and it's like $6,000.
$6,000. So Raven,
and that's not even everything. That's not it. That's like the day he goes in the surgery, and then they send you home with some gauze.
So Raven comes and tells me this. Now we've had this conversation many times. Mm-hmm. I have pet insurance because I am a smart person, and I go, well, how much is your pet insurance going to cover? Tell him, Raven.
None, because I don't have any on that dog. And
right.
But yep. I'm getting it on his brother. I don't even have it on his brother yet. See, I shouldn't even say it out loud because it's one of those things that you say you're going to do and then you don't do it.
1-800-330-9999. What was the biggest vet bill you ever received? Can you beat Raven? He just got hit with a $6,000 one surgery for his puppy.
Yeah, and physical therapy after that's going to be like another 18, I'm guessing.
Hi, it's Hannah and Raven.
Unfortunately, it was like $8,000.
Yeah, that's pretty steep.
What was it for? What happened?
Well, it was a combination because it happened on New Year's Eve, so I had to go to an emergency vet. So just the consultation there was very expensive, and then the dog ended up eating a plastic bag, and it was lodged in her intestine. So on top of the emergency vet, because of the holiday, and then the actual surgery, it all came out to around $8,000, and I had no pet insurance. So, that was awesome.
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
But the vet insurance is good. I can attest to that. But, of course, I let it lapse after she broke her leg when she was a puppy jumping off the couch.
Oh, no.
So we didn't have it when she ate the plastic bag. But I made them give me the plastic bag after they took it out.
So why? To prove that
recycle,
was there?
Recycle.
Oh, okay. All right.
Recycle. Right. That's why. Thank you, sir.
The dog's still around. She's 9, Newfoundland. So.
And still going.
Still going.
That's great.
Good
Thanks
stuff.
For the call. Have a great morning, man.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What was the biggest vet bill you've ever got?
$4,400.
I've got you beat well in hand at this point right now. I'm a shade under, it's 58 right now, but that's no physical therapy, and physical therapy is going to be 8 to 9 weeks. They have a pool there.
You definitely got me beat.
They have a pool there.
Oh, so wait a minute.
For horses.
What was what was the bill for?
It ate a table plant that I bought off from IKEA.
Oh,
and apparently it was toxic, and my dog got sick. I brought it to the vet and ended up going on dialysis for like 3 days.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Did he make it all right after that?
Yeah, I'm lucky. Yes, the dog only had like a 30% chance of survival, and it was just a puppy, and luckily it survived, and IKEA actually reached out to me and paid me the $4,400 back.
Oh my gosh!
That is incredible!
Now, if only my dog had hurt his leg at IKEA.
I called them up and told them. So they were, you know, more than happy to refund me $4,400. I sent them my bills and they sent me the money back.
That's
wow.
really nice.
I mean, that really is right. That,
yeah.
You don't expect that.
Yeah.
So that's really fantastic.
Now you're going to see dogs on the sidewalk in front of IKEA taking nosedives and trying to claim insurance on that. Thank you for the call. We
Have a
appreciate
good morning,
it.
Man.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was the highest vet bill that you've ever received?
Just over $15,000 for our cat.
Oh!
Oh my gosh.
Oh, you got me.
Hold on, what happened?
This was actually about 22 years ago as well. He got caught in a hunter's trap during a blizzard in 96.
Oh, my God.
And he lost his leg. We found him a couple weeks later. He was still alive, and luckily the vet was able to save him. He was severely malnourished, and they had to amputate part of one of his other legs and his ears.
Oh, my God. I mean, and all those years ago... Like, that's, in today's money, that's like $3 billion.
I think so.
I mean, you did all you could. How long did the cat live after that?
8 years.
Animals don't feel bad for themselves. They just adapt and do whatever they have to do, and they keep moving forward. It's so different than people.
If you haven't seen My Octopus Teacher on Netflix.
Oh my God, I saw it.
Yeah.
It made me cry like three times.
Right. It's one of those things that you watch it and you've never been so invested in an octopus in your entire life. They figure it out. Animals figure it out.
I thought the Celine Dion song from Titanic would have been perfect at the end. I mean, after it gives birth and then it just dies?
You can't tell people what happens at the end.
Are you crying?
Right, okay.
I'm not crying. Are you crying?
Thank you for the call. Who can beat Raven's latest vet bill? 1-800-330-9999. $6,000. That's what it is, Raven, right?
All told now with this dog right now, we're at about 11 G's, and that's not with the regular checkups and stuff.
Yeah, but he's got to get his little surgery, right?
Of course.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How much did you pay for your vet bill?
$10,123.
Oh, my gosh.
What
happened?
Was it for?
My dog ate a medicine bottle cap and a baby bottle nipple, and it got so much into his intestines.
So did it happen both at the same day? Because that's a hell of an afternoon.
He would grab sneakers, shoelaces, but these things unfortunately just lodged their way in and messed up with his intestines.
Oh,
and before that,
guy.
He was a garbage disposal. He was able to do everything. So did he survive?
Yep, he survived, and he's still, you know, you just have to move everything that you wouldn't think a dog would eat and make sure he can't get it because, you know, he just doesn't learn his lesson.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's like my Lila, too. Yeah, got to watch everything.
Thank you for the call.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Biggest vet bill. How much was it for?
It was about $8,000 to $10,000.
Oh, my gosh. For what? What happened?
I was actually left with the responsibility of taking care of my dog while my parents were away, and he got under the fence because he loved the neighbor's dog. He was only about 6 months old, miniature poodle, and their dog was like this huge sheepdog. And they were just playing, and the dog pounced on him and broke his leg. He ended up needing surgery and plates and screws and bandage changes, and yeah, it was a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot because you can't let them do anything for weeks after with the leg damage, too. It's tough.
Oh, no.
You know, but when they start playing, it doesn't matter if the dog weighs 200 pounds or 6 pounds, they get those puppy legs going, and they can't control that.
Oh, yeah, they didn't know. But it was cute. You know, for the extra $1,000, they cut out little menorahs and dreidels and put it on his cast for Hanukkah. So.
Well worth the extra cast.
Right, I mean, right.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was your biggest vet bill?
Oh, my cat was eating my granddaughter's ponytail holders. He began throwing up. I had no idea what was wrong with him. Took him to the vet. She x-rayed him and said, "Do you have a child or somebody that uses ponytail holders?" Yes. Well, that cost $5,000.
Oh,
she sent me to the specialty animal hospital.
Oh, my God.
He was such a great cat. I couldn't not do that.
I mean, the cat was just eating scrunchies.
Got to sell the car.
Oh,
whatever it takes, we're going to save.
And he was a very active and young, skinny cat, so I thought nothing of
him. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was the biggest vet bill you ever got?
3 years, $11,000. To figure out that my dog was allergic to soy and carrot.
That's annoying.
3 years, 11,000. Like, they searched her for every health ailment there was, and she was allergic.
Yes, and the allergy testing actually came up negative. Two vets told me to put her down.
Aww.
She was the greatest dog I ever had. She lived for 16 years.
Good for you.
And she was fantastic.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Biggest vet bill?
It wasn't our biggest, but it was our dumbest. We had a dog that was afraid of the rain and got so backed up from not going that we had to spend $800 for an enema.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic. And no follow-up necessary.
Right. That's all we need. Thank you.
Have a great morning. Thank you for sharing.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us, they let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Jay and Lacey. Lacey, what's going on?
I'm furious. My husband and I went out for dinner, and some woman at the bar sent over a drink to him, and he just waved and took the drink. And honestly, I felt really just embarrassed, and I felt like it was insulting and very inconsiderate of him.
Jay, did you know the lady?
No, I didn't know the lady.
Jay, is it any possibility that you were like me, that you were like, yeah, I might have met that person one time or something like that, and you just like forgot that person? Because I do that all the time with people. I'm like, hey, man. Hey, lady. I just keep it vague.
Is that possible? Yes. Is my memory great? No. But honestly, in the moment, I just didn't see it as a big deal. Like, how often do you get sent a drink at a bar? Do you know what I mean? It was one of those things I was like, oh, dang.
So you were more excited about receiving the free beverage and thinking that it was probably a mistake in somebody else's eyes than, you know, conscious of the fact that somebody might be trying to pick you up or hitting on you.
Maybe there was some a flirtatious element to it, but like, what's going to happen? I'm there with my wife. I just thought it was a fun gesture and kind of funny gesture.
What was the drink?
Yeah, it was just a beer.
Interesting. Like, does it matter what they send? Like, how do they know that he drinks beer?
Well, I don't know. I mean, the bartender, if somebody buys me a drink, I'm hoping the bartender asks me what I want before they just go ahead and bring it to me.
Yeah, but they just served him a beer and he just drank it and said it's from that lady at the bar.
Well, were you drinking beer before that? I mean, could they assume that you were a beer drinker?
Well, I was already having a beer with dinner. Mm. And what happened is the waiter came up to the table and said, like, hey, this next one's from the lady at the bar.
Oh.
This is kind of weird, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what circumstances would it make sense when you're out on a date with your wife where somebody sends you a drink? I mean, unless you're the local minister, a car salesman that everybody knows around town, or you were mayor a decade ago or something like that. Like, who's sending you a drink that you don't know? It is a little strange.
I remember one time somebody bought me a drink at a bar, and I looked at Paul, my husband, and he said to me, it's just one less drink that I have to pay for,
right,
so go ahead and drink it.
Maybe go flirt a little bit. Get me one, too.
I don't know. We can see what our audience has to say, because they may agree with you, Lacey. Completely inappropriate. It was wrong of him to accept it. But they may see his side, too. It's a free drink. Who cares? He's there with you. It's not like he's doing anything wrong.
Jay, you should have poured that drink out over somebody's head.
Why?
Just to prove the point that I love my wife.
It's like a $7 beer.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Lacey and her husband Jay were out to dinner, and a random stranger, woman, at the bar sent Jay a drink to their table. Lacey was shocked when he just took it and just started drinking it. It was like, yeah, free beer.
I mean, what are you supposed to do with that type of thing? You never know the circumstances, right? Maybe she thought she recognized him or something like that. Maybe he just looked wicked hot.
Maybe she was hitting on him, and that's what she says. This woman is hitting on you, and you accept a drink while you're sitting with your wife? It's disrespectful to me.
I don't know who hits on somebody while somebody else is standing there, so.
There's some brazen people out there. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's the Couples Court, Anna and Raven.
I'm on the husband's side. I probably would have made a joke as a wife. I probably would have waved to her, too, and been like, thank you. I wouldn't have took it too seriously because, I mean, I'm with him. Like, if she was stupid enough to send a drink to somebody who's with a woman already, then that's just, you know, she's desperate to me.
You got to be light with it, right? Because it gets weird if you're like, so like, oh, my God, I'm shocked. You know, like, I mean, that's just weird for you to react that strongly if somebody does something that's, you know, nice for you.
Raven, what would Alicia do, your wife, Alicia?
Oh, she would just burn holes through that woman with a laser stare.
Right.
But I'd take the drink, and she would tell me to drink it. She would totally do.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Right. Yeah. Drink it. That's a free drink.
No,
that's free drink. I probably would have drank the drink myself. I would have been like, awesome. Okay. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's a Couples Court. Jay and Lacey were out to dinner when a strange woman at the bar sent Jay a drink, which he accepted. And Lacey is furious. How disrespectful to her.
I'm like, what are you supposed to do with this drink once it arrives at the table? If you send it away, that's just a sad drink with no home.
If you were Jay's wife, how would you have reacted in this situation? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Couples Court, Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side, but I definitely would have hoped that he would have kind of been playful and funny back about it. Put up his hand, showed his ring finger, like shrugged his shoulders, sorry, and then smacked a big one on his wife's lips.
And then chugged the free beer.
Right. And then, then shotgun that free beer. Right.
Thanks
for the Long Island iced tea, lady. I'm getting lit. Thanks.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on this morning?
I'm on the husband's side. I mean, what did the wife expect him to do? Send the drink back? And maybe the girl at the bar did it on a dare. You don't know the circumstances. So I'm on his side. Take the drink.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm completely on the wife's side. That is just so rude of that woman to do, especially when you see them there with their significant other. And to be honest with you, I probably would have smacked the girl in the face.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Probably
taking it to the next level.
Been arrested, but thank you for the call, right?
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Jay, our audience agreed with you this morning. Lacey, it's certainly uncomfortable and strange, but you can't fault him for taking a free cocktail.
At the end of the day, I guess not, but I haven't been single for many years, and I remember being single and having drinks sent to me all the time as a flirty way to, like, start up a combo.
Okay, so you were hot.
I don't know.
Yeah, let everybody know.
I think it was flirty, but I guess we got a free drink, so I'll chalk it up to that.
Free drink gets sent to my table, Anna.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just winking at my wife and saying, make sure they didn't roofie me.
Yep.
And then I'm slugging it.
Yep. All right. Yeah, you have a problem too, send an email. CouplesCourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, Michael.
Hi.
Hi, you're up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, could you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Mike.
Okay, we have $400 on the line. Raven's walking out of here. When that big studio door closes, he can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. You ready to play?
As ready as I'm going to be.
All right, awesome. Number 1, Gwyneth Paltrow announced that her wellness and lifestyle brand's luxury cruise is back on with Celebrity Cruise Lines. What's the name of her brand?
Goop.
Number 2, John Mayer is close to a deal that will have him hosting his own talk show on Paramount Plus CBS. He's been linked to very many famous women. True or false? Did he date Jennifer Aniston?
True.
Number 3, Medina Spirit won the Kentucky Derby this past weekend, even though he was a 12-1 underdog. What is the traditional cocktail of the Kentucky Derby?
Mint julep.
Number 4, American Idol had their famous Disney night last night, where all the contestants performed Disney songs. What character did Katy Perry dress up as?
Cinderella.
And number 5, a jewelry company that has been around since the 19th century has debuted men's diamond engagement rings. They're famous for their blue box. What company is that?
I'm going to go with Tiffany's.
Nice. Good job. Let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
Michael did great. He got 4 out of 5.
Pretty good, Mike.
You look a little nervous, Raven.
Well, I mean, it's not my money, so we'll see how it goes.
Number 1, Gwyneth Paltrow announced that her wellness and lifestyle brand's luxury cruise is back on with Celebrity Cruise Lines.
Okay.
What's the name of her brand?
Goop.
That's correct. Number 2, John Mayer is close to a deal that will have him hosting his own talk show on Paramount Plus CBS.
Mm.
He's linked to very many famous women.
Yeah.
True or false? Did he date Jennifer Aniston?
Yes. Yep.
True or false?
True.
Thank you.
Okay.
You gotta follow directions. Have you ever watched Jeopardy?
Okay, whatever.
All right. Number 3, Medina Spirit won the Kentucky Derby this past weekend, even though he was a 12-1 underdog.
Mm-hmm.
What is the traditional cocktail of the Kentucky Derby?
Mint julep.
Yes. Number 4, American Idol had their famous Disney night last night, where all the contestants performed Disney songs.
Oh, boy.
What character did Katy Perry dress up as?
I'll just take a shot. I think she was Sleeping Beauty before, so I'm going to say Cinderella.
That's also what Michael said, and you're both wrong. It's Tinkerbell.
Oh, man. That must have been hot.
All right, Raven, relax. Number 5. A jewelry company that has been around since the 19th century has debuted men's diamond engagement rings.
Oh, boy.
They're famous for their blue box. What company is that?
The blue box, is that De Beers?
No, it's Tiffany.
Oh my God.
Congratulations, Michael. You just picked up $400. Boom. Yes.
Sorry, Raven. I love you, bro, but you had to go down.
Woo! Oh.
I mean, you look like you're taking home the money.
Oh, man.
Congratulations, Mike. That's a good way to kick off
Thank
the week,
you.
Right? It's a good Monday.
Yes, it is. This is Michael, and I just beat Raven.
Just like that. Look at you going down. I love it.
It's a good chunk of change for you, but tomorrow we begin anew.
All right, hold on, Michael. We're going to get your info so we can get you some cash. Hold on.
Sounds great. Thank you.